so at the end, by taking this opportunity of formally, in your presence, in your midst, of welcoming our new priests, Father Robin and Father Alex. Father Alex has only been here 2 weeks. God love him. He's still in shock. Who wouldn't be in shock coming to St. Lawrence? The congregation of the fathers that they represent bring their own charisms, but it is not just one. They work in all sorts of scenarios, including parish life. They will bring an abundance of grace with them into this place. It is your duty to cooperate with them wholeheartedly and to build anew the spirit of this great parish. Have confidence in the future. Hold confidence in them, for these are good and great men. They have come from afar and have made great sacrifice just to be here. Before anything else they do, they have already sacrificed much. Remember and ever appreciate and render your great support to them as they strive to be servants to you all. I thank them on your part. I thank them on behalf of the Diocese of East Anglia. I thank them on my own part for coming and engaging with the sacrifice that awaits. Father General will be with us again soon, and you will be privileged to have him for Holy Week. I hope to have the opportunity to speak with him, as I'm sure I will. I am eager that there will be more of the congregation that may come into our diocese. Pray for them. As we speak, I have a prospective seminarian undergoing the final panel of scrutiny at the seminary in London. I will be meeting with him in the days of the coming week. I have every confidence that all will go well, and I intend sending him to begin his seminary formation in Spain, at Valladolid, in September. His name is Darren. Pray for him. And as I say to every parish community, give me a seminarian. Give me a priest. It's wonderful to be able to call on the Universal Church to bring in priests from elsewhere, but we must produce them. More specifically, you must produce them. Where are they here? Where is the generosity and sacrifice here that will nurture potential vocation for priesthood? Pray for that on behalf of our diocese. Bishops can go on forever, so I will stop now. A warm welcome, Father, and I thank you. Give them now a round of applause.